Hi, Dave.
I can hear you now, Scott.
Man, you know, we turn into a cell phone commercial sometimes, don't we? If you are going to be in one of these parties where it costs about $40,000, the actual number for this party in River Oaks tonight is $38,500 to get in. First of all, what kind of steak are you getting at that? I mean, are you getting rubber chicken or what?
No, you're probably getting a little bit better than rubber chicken. I would imagine it's top line, top shelf, organically grown, free range chicken. But the thing is, you get an opportunity to rub shoulders with the political elite of this country, yeah. No short of the President of the United States. So this is a huge draw for people. In a state like Texas, of course, you think, hey, this is the reddest of the red states. Maybe only Oklahoma is going to be a little bit redder.
Right.
But the bottom line is that there are a whole lot of Democrats with a whole lot of money who are willing to come out for events like this, which is why Democrats come to Texas to fundraise in the big population centers like Dallas, like Houston, even San Antonio. Cities like that do have a critical mass of people who will come to these things and pony up the cash.
Yeah, Republicans will say, look, this is a president who fights with Texas on everything. There's always a standoff between Texas and D.C. over something. Every time I start a story with that, I'd say, you know, stop me if you've heard this one. But if you look at the flip side, if you have a Republican president, he would do the same thing in a place like California, which is a blue state, right?
And they do, which is why a lot of Republicans will go out to L.A. and certainly go to New York. Hey, Wall Street's on New York, in New York City. So, you know, whatever place it is, even if the traditional school of thought is that this is a very Republican place or this is a very Democratic place, there are going to be pockets of the other party there, typically with a lot of money if you're in a big population center again. And they're going to go there. Hey, $3 out of $4 in Texas does go to Republicans this election cycle when it comes to federal political donations, when you look at the Federal Election Commission record. But there's such a large amount of money overall that is going into politics that even that one-fourth of money that's going to Democrats, that's a huge pot of money, bigger than most other states in the country when you look at it.
Yeah, when you donate some amount like $40,000 to the president, what rubs people the wrong way is they feel like if you're doing that, if you're able to give as much money on one night as some people make in a year, that you're going to get favors that you shouldn't get. That's the way people feel about it. But there's nothing illegal about it. And I guess the best way to say it is what we pay for, and you said it the right way earlier, is you get to rub shoulders with them or rub elbows with them. You are somebody who's paying for, not necessarily for a favor, but for access that the average person can't get.
And a photo, too. These are some of the little niceties that you get when you go to this thing. And, for some people, spending $5,000, $10,000 to get a picture with your arm around the president is going to be very worth it if you've got that kind of money to donate in the first place.
All right. Dave Leventhal. Check him out on the Politico Influence blog. It's politico.com/politico influence. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.